This is the Composer's Datebook for March 11th. I'm John Zeck. Today's date marks the birth anniversaries of two major 20th century American composers. Carl Ruggles, born in East Marion, Massachusetts on today's date in 1876, and Henry Cowell in Menlo Park, California in 1897. Ruggles was a tough old bird who wrote a small handful of tough, uncompromising musical works. He was the conductor of a symphony orchestra in Winona, Minnesota from 1908 to 1912, a teacher at the University of Miami from 1937 to 1943, and a talented painter to boot. His first music to be performed in public was entitled A Voice Crying in the Wilderness, an apt description of Ruggles himself, a crusty loner who once claimed the only man he ever met who could outswear him was his friend and colleague Charles Ives. He eventually retired to an old schoolhouse in Arlington, Vermont. Ruggles' striking orchestral works, with titles like Sun Treader and Men and Mountains, are occasionally revived, but he remains just a name for most 21st century concertgoers. Henry Cowell was a much more genial and outgoing sort, a composer, performer, and teacher who wrote a great deal of music, ranging from the dissonant and experimental to the beguilingly lyrical. Cowell was an early apostle of what we now call world music, and in 1956 undertook a world tour sponsored by the Rockefeller Foundation and the U.S. State Department, which included lengthy stays in Iran, India, and Japan, and resulted in Cowell writing a number of musical works incorporating ideas and musical instruments from those countries. Composer's Datebook is a production of APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.